Racial tensions have been running high in Belgrade, Florida, since May 28th, when a 32-year-old black man was found hanging from a tree in a residential neighborhood. Police reported the death a suicide, and a state judge has upheld that conclusion. But years of distrust between the black community and the police have fueled rumors that Ray Golden may not have died by his own hand, but may have been lynched. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Belgrade is a sleepy town just south of Lake Okeechobee, where generations of African Americans and Caribbean migrants have eked out a hard life harvesting cane for the big sugar companies. Sixth Street is just like many other blocks in Belgrade's black community, a row of modest clapboard houses with corrugated tin roofs. It was in the front yard of one of these houses that a relative discovered Ferraris Ray Golden's body hanging from a crudely fashioned noose tied to a sturdy branch of an umbrella tree at a relative's home. Golden's death reopened racial wounds that went back decades. Though there hadn't been a lynching in Belgrade in more than 50 years, rumors immediately began to fly. Adora Obinueze, head of the Florida chapter of the NAACP, came to Belgrade to investigate Golden's death.
It is a reality that black men do get hung, and it's a reality that it's a possibility that this has been a homicide.
Relations between the community and police in Belgrade are not good. Hank Harper, a local state representative, was also on hand.
We would not be here today if there wasn't a substantial amount of racial divide in this community. If there wasn't also reasonable doubt and concern about the negligence and the number of abuses that have been perpetrated on this community and its members by the Belgrade Police Department.
People still remember the last time an inquest was called, back in 1985, when two Haitian immigrants died while in police custody. One officer was charged but was found not guilty in those cases. Tensions got even higher when a local rapper with an underground zine hinted that Golden had been killed because he had dated the white daughter of a police officer. The NAACP called for an inquest into Golden's death, and state prosecutors agreed. The two-day hearing featured gruesome pictures of Golden hanging from the tree, but his hands were not bound. There was no evidence of struggle. There was evidence that Golden was drunk at the time of his death, had traces of cocaine in his system, and had left a trail of statements indicating he was depressed. Circuit Court Judge Howard Cohen said Golden's death didn't fit the profile of a classic lynching.
There was nothing public about his hanging and death. Certainly no leering or jeering mob. No one in the neighborhood heard or saw anything unusual at that time. The dogs in the neighborhood were not even heard to be barking. The rumor that he was involved as an African-American man with the young white daughter of a Belgrade police officer was just that, an unfounded rumor. There was just no evidence of anyone having a motive to kill Mr. Golden.
The judge acknowledged the racial divide in Belgrade, but in the end, he ruled that Golden committed suicide.
What this case has shown me is that a young, depressed black man hung himself in the same way that a young, depressed white man would have hung himself.
For many in the black community, that reality hit home when it was revealed that Golden was found hanging not by a rope, but by a sheet that only he could have taken from the relative's home. After the inquest, Golden's stepfather, Henry Drummer, was one of the few willing to talk to reporters.
I think it was a fair proceedings.
So do you agree with the judge's order?
I agree with the judge's order.
But suspicions linger, and the case has attracted national attention. Today, the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights announced that it would send a staffer to interview family and community members in Belgrade about Ray Golden's death. Philip Davis, NPR News.